Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Hospital administrator talks about healthcare challenges and applauds community partnerships. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Health CEO Matt Shahan, who has been in Gillette for 8 months, told the government entities at the 2023 Vision Dinner last Wednesday, the community should be proud of the partnerships created in Campbell County to ensure the residents get the best services possible. Shahan said that he has lived in several communities and you, quote, don't see these partnerships in other places. He also stressed how amazing Gillette's infrastructure is and how physicians who come to serve the community are impressed by our roads, sidewalks, walking paths, schools, and much more. The dinner meeting provided a chance for Campbell County Health, the City of Gillette, County Commissioners, School District, Town of Wright, and Gillette College to talk about their upcoming projects and priorities, long-term projects, and partnership opportunities. Shahan said he is appreciative of the partnership with Gillette College and the nursing program. Shahan said the number one priority for CCH is recruitment. He said they did a physician survey and found that they are short 22 primary health care providers in Gillette. This includes pediatrics, obstetrics, family practitioners, and internal medicine. One of the focuses has been mental health and behavioral health providers, and they've been able to hire 3 psychiatrists, 1 board certified in both adolescent and child psychiatry, and the other 2 will handle patients of all ages, according to Shahan. A new ear, nose, and throat doctor will be coming in March to join the staff of CCH. Another priority for CCH is recruiting support staff, including nurses, medical technicians for the lab, CNAs, housekeeping, and more. He said they would continue to work to improve all areas of healthcare in Gillette because, quote, the community deserves a well-functioning healthcare system, and that's what we strive to be. People in colder climates may live longer, scientific studies show. Wyoming winters, coupled with our trademark winds, can make the Cowboy State downright frigid, which might work in our favor. According to a recent study that says the refrigerator effect might help to slow the aging process while also killing off dangerous insects and bacteria that may otherwise survive in warmer climates, according to Cowboy State Daily News. Dr. Laura Archuleta, a family physician at CHI St. Alexis Health in Mandan, North Dakota, has followed the research that poses the theory that people who live in colder climates may live longer. Dr. Archuleta was raised in Douglas, Wyoming, and works primarily with geriatrics, so this type of research is of interest to her. In research compiled as recently as 2 years ago, they found people living in cooler regions of the world may live an average of 2.2163 years longer than those who don't. That takes into consideration factors such as gender, ethnicity, pollution, climate change, literacy rate, healthcare access, and income level, along with lifestyle choices such as exercise, alcohol, smoking, and diet, according to Cowboy State Daily. While the study is interesting, Dr. Archuleta said people in the colder climates living longer is not a theory that's been adopted by the medical community as a whole. I don't know that it's anything set in stone, she said. It's kind of a fun theory, and I think it'll be interesting to see where it goes. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.